Recently, I got an interesting email about where to place objects and object pronouns. Here's an excerpt. I hear it from other people, I've seen it written in newspapers, and it always jangles my ear, a reader wrote. Driving her car, she ran him over. Shouldn't this be she ran over him, since over modifies ran? It's an interesting take on this sentence, but the answer is not quite. When you analyze the syntax here, you wouldn't say that over modifies ran. They're actually a team. To run over is something called a phrasal verb. Phrasal verbs are groups of two or more words, most often a verb plus a preposition, in which the preposition gives the verb a distinct meaning. Notice what happens when you take the over out of run over. You're left with run, which has a completely different meaning from run over. That's what makes this a phrasal verb. Here are a few more. Ask out, shop around, blow up, catch up with, dress down, cut off, come forward. These are all terms that lose their meaning when they lose their second word. Bob is going to ask Liz means he's going to ask her a question. It could be anything. Bob is going to ask Liz out means something very specific. Pete is going to catch Steve is different from Pete is going to catch up with Steve, or even just Pete is going to catch up. That's what makes all these and more phrasal verbs and something very different from a plain old verb plus preposition combination. Getting back to our original question, how do you know where to put an object like him in a sentence like Liz ran over him or Liz ran him over? It's easy to see why people would be confused by this question. If you're not aware of the concept of phrasal verbs, you would just look at the word over alone, and that could net you some seemingly conflicting information. In I threw the frisbee over him, the object pronoun him must come after over. In don't bring him over, him must come before over. But that's because in these examples, over is not part of a phrasal verb, and in fact it's doing a different job altogether, acting as a different part of speech. In I threw the frisbee over him, over is a preposition. And because prepositions take objects, and those objects pretty much always come after, you'd never think to say, I threw the frisbee him over. In don't bring him over, over is an adverb, a word that answers the question where. So there's no reason it should come between the verb bring and its object him. Over is just more information at the end. In either of these cases, you don't have to know the grammar at all. You're going to put over in the right place. But in our example sentence, you can choose where to put the object pronoun. Liz ran him over and Liz ran over him are both fine. That's because with phrasal verbs, there is no rule to dictate where you must put the object. You're free to put it anywhere it sounds best to you.